what true words we have sung today. The power of the cross. What a mighty, mighty Savior He is. It seems appropriate that we would think about those things as we prepare for the Lord's Supper today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul instructs the church, when we come together, we are to celebrate the Lord's Supper. In verses 24 and 25, Paul quotes Jesus' instruction that when we come together, we share this supper as a remembrance. There's many things to remember about who Jesus Christ is, what Jesus Christ did. I'm going to take a couple of minutes to highlight something that speaks to the substitutionary atonement that Jesus Christ provided in his death on a cross, his resurrection, in his conquering the grave and conquering sin. I'm going to read a devotion that was written by a Puritan named James Smith in 1861. And it's titled, Our Sins Forged the Nails. In James Smith's devotion, he is pondering Luke 23:33, which is, when they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him. Pastor Smith writes these words, What brought him there? What brought Christ to the skull? It was our sins, and it was his infinite love. Our sins alone could not, for he was not involved in our sin. His love alone could not, for Christ is innocent. He could not die. But out of his pure, infinite, and eternal love, he became answerable for our sins. He engaged to bear our sins, atone for them, and remove them forever. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ suffered because we sinned. He died because we deserve to die. And he lay in the grave for a time that we may not live in hell forever. Our sins forged the nails that fastened him to the tree, planted the thorns that pierced his brow, and sharpened the spear that was thrust into his heart. Oh, what evil must sin be to bring the Son of God in such a state of suffering and humiliation? Oh, what love must the love of Jesus be that induced him to take our place and suffer and die in our stead? This time that we celebrate each week together, the Lord's Supper, it's specifically for those that proclaim that they are Christians. If you are here today and that's not your testimony of yourself, we're really glad that you are here, but we request that you just allow the elements to pass you by. This is a time of the service that is for Christians, for those that proclaim Jesus' death and Jesus' return. Men, will you come now? Serve us the elements. I encourage you to be preparing your mind and your heart, and we will take communion together when everybody's been served.